Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We welcome St. Lucia's commitment to human rights and the progress it has been making in ensuring the rights of its citizens are respected. We encourage a more transparent and timely response from the government of St. Lucia to the impacts report into allegations of extrajudicial killings by officers of the Royal St. Lucia Police Force with due regard for the process of law. We are pleased to see that the St. Lucian government has approved a use of force policy, and we encourage the government to continue to develop its human rights training for law enforcement officers. We encourage the St. Lucian government to put in place strong channels of oversight, monitoring, and communication between police and child protection agencies to develop a more effective response to the abuse of children. We also encourage the government to promote a culture of tolerance and to take concrete domestic action to end all discrimination, including gender-based discrimination and discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. We have two recommendations. Firstly, review criminal justice procedures in order to reduce the length of detention without trial by undertaking a comprehensive review of remand cases and giving priority to the establishment of new halls of justice before the date of the next review. And secondly, better protect women and children from violence, including by reviewing child protection systems, amending the criminal code to include a provision on marital rape, and prosecuting all alleged perpetrators of sexual and domestic violence. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.